I don't think there was a post the past Monday. So here I am posting today. Life got a little wild. It seemed collectively there were a lot of people that were like, not in the mood to talk. Just rolling through, you know, Libra season. Trying to get situated. It's a change of the seasons. That's always tough for a lot of folks. It puts into things that we are leaving behind us, things that we are moving forward with, you know, letting go, reflection, renewal, and hopefully new vibrancy, positive changes. We're still in such an interesting time of life, but you know, darkness and challenges do not last forever. Light is seen again. Light is welcome back into life again. Even though we're getting towards the end of the year where a lot of places are going into darker days and colder weather, there are still other parts of the atmosphere and world that stay warm and lovely with sun. So we must remember that. It just tends to hit a little harder when we're hitting our darker seasons, right? But, you know, there's one of these days where there's patterns, right? We have patterns of seasons, patterns of light, patterns of life. And it's especially the end of the year. I think when people get into, even with all the odd oddities of life, get into the holiday season, certain patterns come up, certain hours, certain meetings, certain family relations, certain friends, certain fallouts, certain makeups. And that's what I've identified. And with a few other people that I know and enjoy my life who have identified these end of the year seasonal patterns. And the big thing is it, if there's a pattern you're trying to break or change or working on, I always say, I don't like the word try. It's if you see this pattern coming and you know your weaknesses, what are you doing to be proactive to change it? That's a big one. I literally felt like the other day my head was going to explode just with all the energy and the anxiousness. And my friend described, like, when you're about to change a habit, your brain freaks out one last time for you not to do that. But it's, I feel like I got over it. But I took the guidance that was sent to me from light, from source, from good humans. And I'm going to, you know, march forward. And that's something that we have to think about, that we have to be proactive to do, is identifying these changes, really slowing down. It's part of that being in the present moment and going, whew, okay, what's happening? What's about to be? What's about to occur? How can I stop any of the bad habits, bad things, and watch myself and catch myself? And that is exactly what's happening. It's not kidding you. Patterns that started in my early teens. Like, it's like, whoa, same situation, just different faces, right? Well, some familiar faces. So no matter what it is, are there any patterns that you've been working on that are kind of creeping in into the year, that one last time of life going, hey, wake up, take notice of this. It's a really good time, anytime the seasons are changing, to analyze yourself, to analyze what's going on around you, and take notice. Is it something with finances, something with work? There's a work family pattern that we have. You know, they say sometimes these habits and patterns are genetic. And me and my family members, we tend to always, there's a few of us who always tend to be changing or looking to change our careers in some aspect or another at the same time. And it's so interesting. Because it's quite interesting. So that's something. And those, it can be good patterns. We're all looking to level up almost at the same time, which is beautiful. Or correct something. And in correction, we're learning, right? That's always going to happen. We might not always be 100%, but it's the working at it, progressing, marching through. So that's the big thing. And it got me really excited. Because of course, as any person, or sometimes me and my friends would say, you know, we have really low lows for our really high highs. And I'm just leaving my really low, low and climbing the mountain, you know, no support, I would say physically, but support, then again, I guess my friends and source would be the support lines that I need to help in case I fall. I'm not gonna fall all the way. So The same would be to you, that you're not going to fall all the way. You're not going to fall off the cliff without some sort of support system, some aid, some help. So just look at that, identify, kind of review, see what's happening around you. If something is creeping in that you're like, oh, I remember that, that kind of hits something, gives you a deja vu kind of moment or feel, a vibration. How is the body responding? Are you close to breaking a habit? Something kind of negative in your body's freaking out because it doesn't, you know, it likes routine or it likes mechanical, even though it's not healthy, not something that could be going on. So really just taking notice. You know, I always laugh about how I don't do driving thoughts, but here I am driving all these wild humans on the road. But yeah, just something to be, of course, bring it to awareness. Just check out for self. And, you know, it's nice to close out the year with at least a contentness about things, or just not feeling down in the dumps, feeling lost, you know, because then we flow into that new year. And now that we get a few, because then we get Chinese New Year and our astrology New Year. But it still is an overall, like it's a good feeling when you can have a good season. I know the next few patterns that are going to pop up in my, and I'm working hard to break and change the things I can. So if you would like to discuss anything or just start having conversation and see if something resonates or comes up, I'm here for that. You know, contact, connect. I love getting the messages. I love those of you who have reached out. It just is really wonderful. Sometimes we just chat and we just make new discoveries, or we help each other, or we lean each other into other directions, and it's beautiful. So I'm going to sign off. It's probably not going to be on a Monday that I post this. I'm just going to post it. I wish you well and stay in touch.